You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Good morning. Welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. Y'all know I just made that up. Yeah, I just made up my own jingle. I'm about to go back and listen to it. It actually kind of went together a little bit, you know, because I'm notorious for just making stuff up and it don't go at all. But anyway, welcome to the podcast, you guys. I'm your host, Fun Strong James, and I just came to bring y'all a word from the Lord, you know, from my conversation with him this morning, coming straight out the prayer closet to the podcast. Okay, so what did me and the Lord talk about this morning? The subject for today's podcast and blog is, you have the authority to remove the delay. Now, what does that even mean? So y'all, this morning, Holy Spirit and I talked about a few areas that I believe are super important. I mean, of course, they have to be important if we talked about it. I don't even know why I said that, but I was reading in the book of Hosea, chapters 5 and 6 for the scriptural surprise. And for those of you that are new to the podcast, the scriptural surprise is where I just open up my Bible and expect the Lord to give me a word. And he always does. So here are a few things that came to mind as I was reading through these chapters of Hosea. I was looking at it and reading and I was like, man, God really wants us to repent. Like, we should have an urgency to repent. God is ready with open arms to receive us and forgive us. But why do we think we need to get ourselves together before we come to God and repent? Why do we think that? Where does that even come from? See, we delay ourselves from receiving repentance, and it's got to be a trick from the enemy, because God wouldn't do that. God wouldn't delay us from coming to him and repenting. But the enemy, oh, that's definitely a strategy of his. And it causes us, what it does is when we delay repentance and don't have that urgency to just run to the Lord and be like, Lord, forgive me for that. Forgive me. I repent. I turn away from that thing, that evil thing, that thing that is not of you. But see, when we don't do that, it causes us to avoid. We are avoiding God. We trying to hide from God. But y'all, he sees us. Okay, he sees us. You up there trying to hide. The Lord sees you. He is all knowing and he is everywhere present. He is omniscient and omnipresent. Omniscient and omnipresent, which means he is all knowing and everywhere present. So we can stop doing that. We can stop trying to hide from God. And really, we can stop avoiding him. We can stop avoiding God. Like, let's just stop doing that. Hosea 6:1 says, come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn us and he will heal us. He has wounded us and he will bind our wounds. He will revive us after 2 days, and on the third day, come on, he will raise us up so we can live in his presence. That's so good. That's so good right there, y'all. So the hope words that I read today said, God is more interested in devotion than duty. Now, as I was reading that and pondering it, it made me ask myself, how devoted am I to God? See, I know y'all probably like, why would you even ask that question? You do a daily blog, you pray every day, you tell us about your conversation with God every day. Like, why would you even ask yourself that question? And I asked myself that question because it says, God is more interested in devotion than duty. So you got to define the word duty. See, we can think because we spend time with God that we are devoted to him. But you spend more time at the job that you don't like, and you are certainly not devoted to it. So time can't be the only measuring tool. It just cannot be. when you can do something out of duty, but it doesn't mean you're devoted to it. And the Hope Word said God is more interested in devotion than duty. Like your duty, you can check off going to church every day. You can actually check off praying every morning. And I believe sometimes I've been in that posture, to be totally transparent, where I'm checking it off. Like, this is my assignment and I'm checking it off. But that's not what he wants from me. He wants devotion. He wants me to be devoted to him. You know, y'all know I love relationships, so devoted. Don't just be calling me because that's a duty. I want you to call me because you want to talk to me. The Lord is saying, I want you to come into the prayer closet because you want to be in here, not because you're just checking it off and making sure, let me check off. I prayed today. I did it. Check. I went to church. I listened to some sermons today. Check. No, God ain't interested in that, in your duty. He's more interested in you being devoted to him. Hosea 6:6 says, "For I desire faithful love and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings." He said, "For I desire faithful love and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings." When I looked at the breakdown of that verse in the study notes, y'all, I love my Bible because Dr. Tony Evans is everything, okay? He just will break that thing down and you'd be like, oh, I get that. I totally get that. So in the study notes, he broke that verse down to say that, you know, burnt offerings, you remember they used to burn all the different cattle and bring a 1,000 goats and stuff like that, bulls and all that kind of stuff. He said, this is not a rejection of the sacrificial system because God actually instituted that. God instituted the sacrifices, you know, that people were making in the Old Testament, you know, the burning of the animals and stuff, right? But rather, this was God telling Israel in that verse, Hosea 6:6, don't think you can live as you please, reject my word, and then come offer a sacrifice to make everything okay. That is not okay. God's grace doesn't grant us freedom to do whatever we choose. That was me saying that is not okay. That wasn't Dr. Tony Evans. He said, don't think. God was telling Israel in this verse when he said, for I desire faithful love and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. He's saying, don't think you can live as you please. Like, don't think you can just be doing what you want to do. Reject my word. Basically, like, the word of God says do this, but you reject it. And then think you can come and offer a sacrifice to make everything okay. Oh, let me go to church. Oh, let me do my duty. Oh, let me pay my tithes. Oh, let me, you know, whatever you think is a sacrifice. And that's making everything okay, but you still living how you want to live. God's grace doesn't grant us freedom to do whatever we choose. Basically, you can't just be out here in these streets doing what you want to do because you do your prayer duty or your church duty or your social media scripture post duty. Y'all know what I'm talking about. The Lord says in his word, Hosea 6:6, that he desires faithful love. Okay, so back to the subject of urgency, y'all. As I was reading and writing during prayer time this morning, I heard the Holy Spirit say this. He said, pray for things to change right now, not eventually. And I sat there and I thought about that thing. I'm like, pray for things to change right now and not eventually. And what popped up in my mind was eventually means you don't have enough faith to believe that it can happen right now. See, you like, oh, I hope that, you know, I'm praying, Father, that I hope that that they'll just, you know, go ahead and accept it. And I pray, Lord, I pray that things will change in my children eventually. I pray that things will change in my marriage eventually. I pray that things will change in my finances, you know, eventually. I pray that I can, you know, be, you know, getting better. You know, that's how you talking. That's how you talking to the Lord. And he said to me this morning, pray for things to change right now, not eventually. Eventually means you don't have enough faith to believe that it can happen right now. It can happen right now. It can happen at this very moment. If you pray, if you'll receive it if you have faith. See, I know we all praying, and I want to encourage us to keep on praying because we are devoted to God, not just, you know, praying by duty or assignment. And I'm talking to myself here too, because this is on assignment by God. But we're not just praying out of duty. We're praying out of devotion to him. Matthew 21:22 says, and whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. Oh, wait a minute now. Wait a minute now. If I can't remember in the English, you know, one of my English scholar people will tell me what if is. I can't remember right now. It's too early. I can't remember. But it says, whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. If you have faith. Like, if you over there praying, you like, I'm praying and I ain't got it yet. Faith check. Where is your faith? We must check our faith. Let's do a faith check. Yesterday we did a citizenship check. Today we doing faith checks, okay? Check, check, check. Where your faith at? Check, check, check. Where is your faith? Sometimes we asking God for things, but our faith that we'll receive it is a little shaky. Is your faith a little shaky this morning? Has your faith been a little shaky? Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith brings our hopes into reality and becomes the foundation needed to acquire the things we long for. It is all the evidence required to prove what is still unseen. Y'all know that verse. I think that was the NIV version that I just read. But y'all know faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I got to give y'all the King James version. Some of y'all are so King James, you don't know the verse outside of King James. Oh, goodness. But y'all, faith check. Is your faith shaky? See, you're praying. Now, the key is that you're not just praying out of duty to check it off your list, but that you are devoted. And then whatever you ask for in prayer, you'll get it if you have faith. And also if it's in alignment with the will of God, right? He ain't finna be giving you no stuff that's all out of alignment that ain't got nothing to do with him. He not doing that. That's not how he answered prayer, okay? That was just a side note, but should be a big fat note. You know what I'm saying? That's a side note, but it should be the main note. Okay, where is your faith this morning? I pray that your faith is on a firm foundation. And that firm foundation is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Stop delaying, okay? Stop putting a delay on your blessings by avoiding or delaying repentance. You got to repent. Okay, there should be an urgency on repentance. There should be an urgency on, like, pray that, Lord, for it to happen right now. Whatever you're praying for, you pray with boldness that it can happen right now. It can happen right now. God can change it right now. Life is filled with swift transitions, right? God can change that thing right now. Whatever it is, and I don't know who I'm talking to because you thinking that it's going to take a while. But God can change that thing right now. But you got to be bold. You got to be bold when you put a command on the word of God. You got to pray boldly. Are you doing that? Are you doing that? You gotta be bold. Like, stop delaying. Let's stop delaying stuff when we really don't have to. The Lord is saying some stuff you can have it right now. But you praying with delays, or you not even praying, or you really not devoted to me, you just checking it off the list, or you avoiding me because you need to repent for some stuff that you've done. Like, you delaying the blessing, you holding it up. God ain't holding it up. You are. Where your faith at this morning? It's a faith check morning. It's a faith check Friday. Oh, faith check Friday. Woo, y'all, I love when the Holy Spirit just take over, because sometimes I walk out of that prayer closet and I'll be like, Lord, what the blog and podcast going to be about today? I'm looking at my notes right now and it is not what I just said. It is not. So That's how I know that I lean and depend on the Lord. Because I sure said when I walked out, Lord, what is the podcast or the blog going to be today? Y'all, I'm telling you, sometimes the Lord will do that just so I can, you know, be in a position of dependence. Amen. All right, y'all, what are your assignments for today? Because your girl is going to get her hair done this morning. And I got to go ahead and get this posted so I can be on my way. Are y'all excited about my hair? Okay, I know. Y'all probably like, girl, what? I know. You're not excited about my hair. But I am. Okay, I'm excited. I'm excited. I like getting my hair done, especially since it took a long time for me to get back into the salon. And you know, it's a new normal with the salon now. It's can't have all them people in there anymore. You got to take temperatures and everything. So anyway, let's get to these assignments, y'all. Number one, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And number two, do you pray boldly and put a command on the word of God, or are you praying and hoping it will happen? Where are you? Bold, or you just kind of like, I sure hope he heard me. Come on now. I need you to pray boldly and put a command on the word of God. Like, you can stand on the word of God. You can stand on his word. Like, go, whatever you're praying for, go find it in the word of God and say, Lord, your word says this, right? This is what your word says, right? For all the women that are wanting to be married, you know, the word of God says, man should not be alone. You can stand on that word right there. Okay. That was just an example. Men too. Y'all out there struggling by yourselves. You delaying your blessings. Because the word also says, he that has a wife finds favor with the Lord. I believe that's what it says. Something around there. Okay. Why am I talking about that? I don't know, okay? Get out of my business. I don't even know why I'm talking about that. All right, y'all. That's your assignments for today. Let me go and get ready so I can go to the salon. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all listening to the podcast. Make sure you share it. Make sure you subscribe to it. And make sure you keep coming back and listening. Leave a comment, a positive comment. Don't leave a negative comment. I don't want to hear anything negative. But if you got something positive to say, most definitely leave that. But if you got a negative comment, just shoot me an email. You know, you're supposed to do that kind of stuff in private. I don't know where people get that from, thinking they should blast people in public. That's biblical. You should go to your brother or sister in private. Yes, you should. All right, y'all. I'll talk to you tomorrow.